Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Poland associates itself with the statements of the European Union and the NPDI, mostly on transparency and accountability matters. Both the EU and the NPDI have produced working papers on that important matter, which still remain point of departure for substantial discussion and constructive engagement of number of the NPT states parties. We were also especially happy having shortly seen Ambassador Vinanen in the chair today as the chair of the working group in 2023. Regardless lack of consensus, Vienna discussion was relevant and energetic and has proven that issue of strengthening the NPT review process deserves continuity. We strongly support your endeavors also, Mr. Chairman, what constitutes yet another evidence of your dedication to the treaty and its review process. Let me briefly focus on one issue, namely the consistency of the review cycle bureau, of which distinguished Ambassador of Germany has referred to in his statement and to which we attach the utmost importance due to our experience having been drawn from the last review cycle. An effective cooperation among the NPT bureau members was crucial to go through whole cycle, having in mind the substance as priority of the NPT itself and the review process. Ties between the bureau members had been so solid that even last moment replacement among them did not hamper preparation and the course of the review conference itself. We firmly believe that this example should be continued throughout the current review process as well, being aware about the number of discrepancies among states parties and the group of states in order to achieve our ultimate goal, which is consensus first one since 2010. The substantial knowledge, diplomatic skills and experience matter in that regard, and composition of the current NPT Bureau, including just appointed chair of the third PrepCom, give us the hope that the current cycle will not allow the process to be recklessly derailed and will be able to discuss whole array of NPT issues, including all three NPT pillars, as well as will be able to continue discussion on strengthening in depth. Cooperation among the Bureau members does not require its institutionalization. Also, painstaking discussion on consensus on that matter is avoided in advance, what brings us immediate benefits during the course of entire review process, PrepComs, RevCon, but also intersectionality was in particular visible during the COVID pandemic. We are ready to share our experience on that matter anytime, especially at the perspective of the presidency of Poland in the EU in the first half of 2025. To conclude, Mr. Chairman, Poland is of the view that the discussion on this matter, namely strengthening the NPT review process, is absolutely relevant and should be continued further up to the positive decision-oriented end at the review conference in 2026. Thank you very much.